in you. This is the common room. This is our third rendition of the show, and it's
been like
two and a half.
But like we change each semester, so it would also be fourth, wouldn't it?
Fourth. Why would it be the fourth?
Because last year we only had one semester.
Well, I'm just saying third as in like freshman year, sophomore year, and now the third year.
So, okay.
You're already crossing me.
I'm trying to get that banter going.
This is the third rendition, and it's just the same old thing as it's always been. Just old music and mediocre banter and...
whatever I play.
Whatever Martin plays, because he varies a lot. I'm much more... grounded in what I play. Martin's just a bit all over the place. And the format, we'll play two songs, and then we'll come back and talk for a bit, and then we'll play two more, and then we come back and talk, and so on and so forth until our time is up.
Until we leave.
Martin's actually positioned... Usually he's positioned...
Well, there's a lack of chair.
There's a lack of chair.
I'll move that one forward.
Maybe
so I can see.
During the song, Martin, you could run out...
I will reposition in the next two songs.
Yeah, because... when I turn around to look at Martin, I stray away from the mic, and then probably
blame
people
it on
can't
me,
hear
why don't you?
Hmm?
Why are you blaming it on me?
I'm not blaming it anything on you. You're just the subject of the sentence. That's all.
It's all about banter arguing.
All right, I'm already getting sick of this guy, so we're gonna jump right in. First song is called Aqualung by Jethro Tull. The second one is Bye Bye Love by The Cars.
Fingers smearing shabby clothes. Hey, poor old sod. You see, it's only me.
I love.
And we're back. Yours is on, dude.
Is it?
White.
Blue.
Oh, you switched. Okay. Sorry about that. I was like, I got it on. It's right here. But,
wrong mic.
Here. I turned the volume.
Does that help me?
Yeah, you sound good. You sound great.
Thanks, Evan.
It's really a 4K quality,
Isn't it 4K video?
Yeah, but I think that's it's a sound thing, too.
Is it? Yeah, maybe.
Who's to say?
I don't know. No one. God, maybe?
Well, that's a whole nother.
You want to talk about God?
I don't even think we
can. That'd be a heavy topic for us.
I don't even know if we can.
I think you can talk about God.
You know, God is just dog backwards.
But dog is encapsulated. Unless you say it at
the beginning of the sentence.
Or if it's like a... As a... No, even then it's not capitalized. Never mind.
What were you going to say?
If you say it as like a... noun? Pronoun? I'm not good with grammar. Evan, help me out here.
Dog is a noun... 100% of the time.
I'm not good at the whole grammar situation.
The only way that the word dog would be capitalized is if you've named your dog Dog, or
that'd be a good name for a dog.
Or if it starts the sentence, like, dogs are evil.
Dog and cat is the names of your cat and dog.
That'd be a pretty good name.
Yeah, name your cat Dog and your dog Cat.
That would just be confusing.
It'd be very funny, though. It's like you introduce them to guests. this is Dog and this is Cat. But Cat's a dog and Dog's
like,
a cat.
They're like, are you having a stroke? Martin's going to play two songs that I have not heard of.
One is like a recent... Evan probably won't like it because it's new. I have no idea when it's from, but I'm guessing it's new.
There is new music out there that I do like.
The Killers?
Well, The Killers' new stuff is like mediocre.
Grease. That's not what I meant to do.
I don't know. I'll find a random song every now and again that I enjoy.
It's from 2008. That's way earlier than I was expecting.
What, the Fleet Foxes song?
Yeah.
They've been around for a while.
I have no idea who they are.
They're a band. Are they a band or a person? I don't really know.
They're a band. I don't find like albums. I find songs.
Well, Spotify doesn't
I don't find it through Spotify, though.
Where do you find it?
Just, like, randomly in life. It'll be like, oh, this is a nice song, and then I'll add it to my playlist.
Yeah.
Like, Lower. Lower plays some good music.
Lower plays, like, wah-wah music. Wah-wah music is just, like, your standard,
Like, old rock.
No, not even. Wah-wah will play stuff that's, like, brand new, but it's just very, like, uppity... You know,
but sometimes they'll be playing like "Don't Fear the Reaper" that esque.
Yeah, but I could see that being a wah-wah song because it's just like a classic. Like,
yeah, that's
wah-wah
a good point.
Plays a mixture of like classics that everyone knows. They'll play like "Don't Stop Believing" or
that is such an overplayed song.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan. An overplayed song that I've actually I might even play it at a certain point tonight. "Carry On My Wayward Son" by Kansas.
Yeah.
That's a song that
song is great, it is. The opening song in the season finale of every season of Supernatural.
They do it every single season?
Yeah, the season finale, like the recap bit, opens with that song.
I feel like they should just do a different song for every season.
Nah, it's like, because then you know, oh, it's the season finale.
Well, you should know going into it that you're watching the season finale.
Yeah, but like, it's a nice thing.
It works,
Evan. You should watch all 15 seasons of Supernatural, and then you'll know that it works.
I have next to no time for Supernatural.
It's quite a slog to get through. I'll be honest, I like Supernatural.
Is it about ghosts?
It's what my mother likes to watch.
Well, it doesn't answer my question.
It's Supernatural stuff.
No.
Shut up, Evan. Think of Supernatural, and then it's Supernatural stuff, but, like, it really takes it down, like, a turn. It's, like, four season and...
A turn to, like,
But I
the,
think it's a good turn.
Is it a turn towards the natural? Or, like,
kind
the
of, yeah.
super-duper natural?
I would just make it more natural, because it's, like, the first...
more natural.
The first, like, three seasons, it's, like, every single episode is, like, oh, they hunt this type of monster. And it's, like, always, like, a...
Yeah.
There's like kind of an overarching story, but then they were like, yeah, screw this. Let's just have a story. And I think it worked. I don't know. I can't bring myself to watch the final season.
Why? Because you're too sad? That would
I just don't attend.
Well, you got to watch the last season.
Now, there's so many seasons that you can just restart, and by the time you get up there.
There are certain doors in life, Martin, that need to be closed.
Evan, this is not a life lesson right now.
And the supernatural door needs to be closed.
I don't know. It ended relatively recently.
All right.
On okay, that. So the first song is Mykonos by Fleet Foxes, which we kind of alluded to. And the second song is going to be a very different genre, I think.
I didn't know what you were trying to say with Mykonos by Fleet Foxes. I was like, how on earth am I supposed to spell that?
Anyways, the second song is White Flag by Dido Dido.
Ditto.
Ditto.
yeah.
Like, the Pokemon?
I would say that's Ditto. Well, Ditto is actually spelled D-I-T-T-O.
Yes, it is.
So it's not Ditto.
I think it's Dido.
Dido.
Dido. It might be Dido. I'll Google it. We'll get back to you on that. But it's like, I guarantee that if your parent heard it, you're like an 80-year-old man or woman right now, if your parent heard it, they would know what it was.
You're saying they would know the song or they would like the song?
I don't know if they would like it. They probably wouldn't, but they would know it.
All right, well, we're going to find out in about 4 minutes when it plays. Do you have any last words before we launch into the unknown?
Do you?
No.
Well, those were my last words, so...
The door slammed loud and rose up a cloud of dust.
missing that. I promise I'm not trying to make your life harder. I'll return to where we were. But I will go down with this shit. And I won't put my hands up and surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be. I know I left too much mess and destruction to come back again. I cause nothing but trouble. I understand if you can't talk to me again. And if you live by the rules of it's over, then I'm sure that that makes sense. But I will go down with this ship.
Was Dido.
And that was not bad.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasant surprise.
It came out in 2003, which is much sooner than I thought it would.
But that's like classic 2000s music right there.
Yeah, English, yeah.
She's a Brit?
Yes.
Big time.
Yeah, I feel...
Did she sail on the Titanic? She's like, I will go down with the ship. Maybe she had just watched Titanic.
When did Titanic come out?
Like 98, I think. Sometime in the 90s. I think it's the...
Give me a guess. Like an exact date.
Like month and day.
No, just like the year.
I'm going to go with... I got two guesses. 94 or 96?
97.
Oh. Young Leo.
Young Leo.
And Kate...
Winslet.
She plays Rose.
She does.
Yeah. Do you think Rose...
I wasn't a fan of Young Leo. I think he looks better now.
He's a bit of a silver fox, but I think he was always a good-looking dude.
I'm not saying he was a bad-looking dude when he was young, but like...
He was a little bit goofy when he was young.
Yeah.
Have you seen Basketball Diaries? That's a movie worth watching.
I have
and
not.
And a book worth reading.
He was in Good Will Hunting, right?
No.
No. Who was in... That was...
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
And Ben Affleck. They kind of... And Will Affleck.
Young Is Matt that Damon kind of looks like young Leo.
They kind of have a similar look about him.
I'm going to
Google it. This is the age we live in where you can just Google whatever you want.
I'm going to start talking about encyclopedias again. Because that was... I think we were told off, like, for talking about encyclopedias that time.
We were last year, yeah. People didn't like
that.
Who told us that? Our massive fans really, really didn't
like... Your mother.
Like, did not like that we were talking about encyclopedias for, like, a healthy 25 minutes.
It was more than 25 minutes.
The end of our show last year, towards the end, was really just... rambling and maybe like two to four songs per show
Wait, no, that's... Never mind. I gotta just get up the side-by-side.
You've got a side-by-side?
No, but I want a second.
You're really devout on getting a side-by-side image here. I think we all know, and the audience knows, what they both looked like when they were young.
I don't. I got a bad memory. not as much as I would.
I got a whole semester of this.
Hey, you agreed to do the show with me.
I was afraid to say no.
Alright.
The audience, the listeners, can't actually see the pictures, so yeah, I'm sure
they can Google it.
You think them listening to us is going to spur them to be like, you know what, I'm actually interested. No.
No one's listening right now, Evan.
This is amateur stuff, Martin. Did I what?
Tell anyone about when our show is?
I texted my mom.
Yeah.
But she hasn't got back to me. Maybe she's busy. That's okay. The first show's always rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like we're doing all right, though.
I was about to say, we're dragging our show down for no reason. It's a shame there's a show after us.
Is there?
Yeah.
Who's after us?
I don't.
Well, we can check at the break.
It is. Truth be told, it's a podcast music show. Podcast. With two people.
You not pronounce their names?
You got India and Dean. Ooh, that's a good name. Dean Genosa? That's a good name.
Dean's a good name.
Dean's a good name, and the last name is cool, too.
Genos. All right, let's keep the show rolling.
We're like running Genova, but with... That's not it. Geneva.
Genova is a thing. Is Geneva Genova a thing? Geneva...
It's only Geneva, right? Genova's not a thing.
I think they're both a thing. Close the laptop. Why can't we just leave things? Let's just leave things as a mystery. For hundreds of thousands of years, we've survived by just speculating about things.
Evan, you gotta close some doors.
And open. You gotta close the door of that laptop. You
gotta close the door of that backwards thinking.
All right. We've only got 22 minutes left. So we might as well just stop now.
This is why I'd be great if there wasn't a show after us, because we could just keep going.
Yeah. No, when I say stop, I mean like stop the whole show.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. We're going to play two more songs, and then we'll talk, and then we'll play two more, and who knows? Maybe we'll get even two more in after that.
I doubt it.
The first one, Don't Be Deterred by the Name. It's a great uplifting song. I was playing this earlier today when Martin and I were playing chess. It's called Lawyers, Guns, and Money.
Were you playing it out loud?
I was. Only briefly, because then you beat me, and then I promptly turned it off and left to go nap.
Our first game, you forfeited in two moves.
I lost my queen. He forked my queen.
I did fork your queen. We should go to the music.
So that's the first song, and the second one's called Countdown by the Black Keys.
A good band. The mic's on. Somehow I got stuck.
hard place, and I'm down on my luck. Yes, I'm down on my luck. Well, I'm down on my luck. I'm hiding in Honduras. I'm a desperate man. Guns and money. This shit has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns and money. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Hey! Send lawyers, guns and money.
Back.
What an abrupt ending to that song.
Was I supposed to research something?
It does not matter.
It doesn't matter. That no door, one's listening.
That door's been closed. That door's been closed. More ditto on the way. And what's the second song? Oh, Summer Breeze.
Summer Breeze.
I'm trying to think if I should play for the last song.
That can't be the lurk. That's definitely the lurk.
What?
After Summer Breeze.
Makes Me Feel Fine.
Oh. Yeah, that's not the lurk. I thought it was Makes Me Feel High.
No.
Well, maybe Eminem just sampled Dido.
What makes you think that?
Because I know there's an Eminem song that has her chorus in it.
Oh, then he probably, yeah, he probably sampled it.
But she didn't just let Eminem sample her song.
Oh. There's probably a lot of songs that are called Thank You.
Dido reflects on Eminem.
Eminem's like a joke now. Everyone hates him now. Like,
oh, why do we hate him?
His music's just bad now. He's doing like the you know the Venom movies.
Yeah,
he's doing the soundtrack.
I know. I listened
and,
to it.
You know,
I really need to watch those films though. I mean, there's only one out currently.
They look bad. Like Venom was supposed to be like this.
The first one looks bad. The second one looks kind of funny. If they
yeah, like, but it shouldn't comedy, be funny. Like,
no, and if, it's, right, yeah, I know but no, it's not no, look, supposed no, to be. But look, if the only if they way did, they can make it work as a comedy, then make it a comedy.
If they made it a comedy, they should go the Deadpool route and go like full on R rated. It's PG-13, so oh, it's okay, not going to be funny. Yeah. Like, if
you're going to make a funny superhero film,
you got to go like, all the way. Like, you got to be kind of crude about it. Like,
it has to be R rated.
It has to be like Deadpool, like where it's just cursing, stupid jokes.
Suicide Squad, which I haven't even seen.
You can't make a funny Marvel movie and have it be PG-13 and have it be Venom of all the characters.
Yeah.
And they've got a... They've got,
Look.
Oh.
What?
You've advertised our show.
To one person? To two people.
We got 13 minutes left. No, but the trailer for that second Venom movie looks really bad. It looks awful. There's the final shot of the trailer is Venom dropping the mic on a stage. Are you kidding me? That's the thing. If they wanted it to be funny, they got to go all in on the funniness and not like it's gonna be a children's movie, children's action movie.
Yeah,
with a few like stupid jokes and a lot of action.
It would have to be rated R.
It's what's that guy's name? Woody Harrelson
is the villain.
The villain. Yeah. He's the prisoner who turns into the other Venom. There's two Venoms now. No thoughts on that at all? All right.
I mean, it's not... yeah. The other one's Carnage.
Yeah, is Carnage a part of the original, like,
I honestly don't know, so I just, like, I Googled it, as I do, because you hate me Googling stuff.
Googling's fine, but it's every question I ask. You're like, let me find out. And
I want to know. But it's something like, in the comics or whatever, Carnage is technically, like, an offspring of Venom.
It seems like it's of a similar chemical.
I don't know how it works, but oh, there's two windows open.
Wait, here? Is that what that means?
There's two chrome windows open. Look where? At the bottom. Yeah, and then there's two. There's that one.
Where's the second one?
Immediately to the left, Evan. That's right. Left.
Here? That's your Spotify, right. Man.
In between.
Right, here. There's nothing here, Evan. Martin. I think you're seeing things.
Evan.
There's one over here, but not here. Do you mean this monitor? All right.
I'm going to murder my co-host.
Well, I'm the host, and you're really like my squire, if anything. Well, if I'm like Don Quixote,
my name is
Sancho.
First on the website.
You also, speaking of which, I went to the website to make sure everything was running smoothly.
Is it the comma? Are you annoyed at the comma?
I'm annoyed at the comma.
I'm also annoyed at the comma.
No, it was probably what you entered. No, you probably put in Martin Price, comma, Evan Fidala, and that's what they put in.
Actually, Martin, I probably did put comma.
I am really dissatisfied with your performance in filling out the form. Not only did we land like our fifth choice for time...
the things in correctly.
They specifically made a point of saying people who have been in the station for years now but will get priorities.
It said, how many semesters have you been here? And I said, 4. 2 years. Which means we're juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know how we got our fifth choice.
You should have put in like 12 or something. Something crazy. I don't know, it would have demonstrated that we're bold.
We're seventh year seniors.
All we do is the radio. Alright.
Alright, first up for my songs. Another Dido song. And it's Thank You.
Thank You.
Eminem sampled it. And it's also partly a TikTok music thing now, which is a great disservice to Dido. And then after that is Summer Breeze by Seals and Crofts.
We all know
Seals
that
and Crofts. Is it Seals and Crofts?
It's Crofts and Seal.
That makes more sense.
No, it's Seals and Crofts.
Oh. Seals and Crofts, when I said it, didn't sound like a proper name.
Well, that's the name.
Well, maybe I'm just going crazy.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine. Blowing paper laying on the sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Days of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. My care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
welcome back to the common room.
For the last time. Martin and I talked about it during
this,
that whole
show
set of songs.
So poorly that we have to dissolve.
We're dissolving after 1 hour of music. That's just a joke. We'll be back.
Will you be back? Probably not.
I'll be back.
I meant the listeners, but we'll go over.
Okay.
My joke is ruined. It doesn't matter. You ruined my joke.
It's a shame that we are playing at this time because we play at 7 o'clock. Like, people are eating dinner at 7. People are doing things. They're having their post-dinner wine and cheese. Like,
that sounds like not what would happen on a Wednesday night.
Well, like, for the adults.
Wednesday night isn't wine and cheese night.
What is that, a Monday night thing?
Well, it depends. It really depends how your week is looking, or it's a Friday night thing.
I feel like wine and cheese is like in any, like after any dinner for some like Richie Riches, you know.
No.
Do you have wine and cheese?
I don't have the cheese part or the wine part.
You can't do either.
Well, I can drink wine. Just don't like the taste.
Wine's
fine. Not that I've ever drank wine, obviously.
You have been listening to WJRH 104.9. Here at Lafayette College, it's the college radio station. What was that? Oh, you swallowed
a bug.
I hit
myself in the neck.
Martin's lost control of his arms. We're here in Eastern Pennsylvania. We'll be here every week, or maybe who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But
no, we'll be back.
This was the common room. And it will continue to be the common room.
I was Martin.
I was Evan. And,
my name is first, though, on the show website.
It is.
That means I am the main host.
But I'm sitting in the king's throne. And I'm manning the
board.
It's
called delegating.
All right. Goodbye to... Maybe we're just talking into space right now. Like, maybe no one... Like,
no
these
one
words,
is listening.
These words are going out to nobody. Like,
we didn't tell anyone when our show
was. What's the point? All right.
And people are having dinner, as you said. Wine and cheese.
Yeah, all right, regardless.
On a Wednesday night.
Goodbye.
Farewell. Until next week, at least.